Blog Talk Radio.
We on already?
We're on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on in, people of God. Come on in. Come on in. Let's come on in and get on one accord and get ready to lift up the name of Jesus. We welcome you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We welcome you to come on in and take a seat and clear your head a little bit, because I know it's been a busy day. Today is Friday, and it's rush, rush, rush. But we ask you to come on in and relax some now. Come on in and relax and get ready to hear the word of God tonight and get ready to just rejoice in the Lord. Get ready to just rejoice in the Lord on tonight. We welcome you to the Family Network today. We welcome you, each and every one of you. We welcome you from wherever you are. We welcome you to come on in and just let the Lord have his way tonight. We welcome you to come on in and just sit down and kind of loosen up a little bit. We thank you for coming. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We ask you to just come on in.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
We're asking you to just pull your minds and your heart in. Hallelujah. We welcome you again to the PNN. Hallelujah. Broadcast on tonight. We thank you for coming. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for taking the time out to join us tonight, knowing that the Lord got something great for us, knowing that the Lord is going to bless us tonight. Hallelujah. So we welcome you to come on in and just enjoy yourself tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank and praise God for you, 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 and you. We thank and praise God for our leaders tonight. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for my leader. Hallelujah. Yours as well. We thank and praise God for Minister Bradley tonight. We just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for allowing us to come back tonight, hallelujah, together into this place, hallelujah. Just like I said, we may not be in the same building, hallelujah, but we are in the same spirit, hallelujah. We all here looking for God to bless us again, hallelujah. We asking God to do it again, hallelujah, Jesus. We had a beautiful service on last night, hallelujah, a beautiful testimony how the young man, hallelujah, was looking for a car, hallelujah, and how they denied him and how he went back again, hallelujah. So if God can do it for him, surely he can do it for you, 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 and you, and also as well as me, he can do it for us, hallelujah. We got to let our faith be in action, hallelujah. We got to let our faith stretch out just like that, hallelujah. We got to keep on adding to the faith, hallelujah. For one say you can't, don't stop there, hallelujah. Just go back again, hallelujah. And I just thank and praise God for each and every one of you for coming in on tonight, hallelujah, knowing that the Lord is going to bless us real good, knowing that the Lord is going to give us exactly what we need, hallelujah, knowing that he's going to bring healing to our body. He's going to bring healing to our spirit. He's going to bring healing to our soul. He's just going to do it tonight. Hallelujah. I got a feeling, hallelujah, that everything is going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. So we invite you to come on in, hallelujah, and take a seat, hallelujah, wherever you may be. I heard somebody say one time, you may, even maybe on your job, you may be in your car, just come on in and tune in, for the Lord can bless you as well. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank and praise God for each and every one of you again tonight. Hallelujah. For joining us. Hallelujah. For
entry and exit tones are off.
And hear what thus said the Lord. Hear what the Lord said tonight. What would you have the Lord to say tonight? Hallelujah. What would you have the Lord to say tonight? Just put it in your heart. Put it in your spirit. Put it in your mind. Put it on your mind. Hallelujah. And tell the Lord what you want him to do for you tonight, hallelujah, Jesus. So we invite you in, hallelujah. come on in, hallelujah. Those that's just coming on, hallelujah, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you to come on in, hallelujah, and expect the Lord to do for him to do it. Hallelujah. Don't come doubt and come expecting him. How many know we ought not to be surprised when he do something? We ought to be just shocked when he don't do it. So let's come on in and just put our minds together, hallelujah. Let's just touch the Lord together, hallelujah. Let's do like they did on the day of Pentecost. They was all in one place and one mind, hallelujah. Like I said, we ain't in the same place. We still can come on in by the Spirit, hallelujah, Jesus. So we just welcome you to come on in tonight and just let the Lord have his way. Like I said, it's been a busy day for everybody today. It's been a busy day for me as well. But we just ask you to come on in and just relax now and let the Lord do it. Let him do it. Hallelujah. Let him have his way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we just, like I said, thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for coming back tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And just waiting to see what the Lord is going to say tonight. Hallelujah. Just waiting and see. I'm excited about seeing what he's going to say tonight and what he's going to do tonight. Hallelujah. Because he don't fail. Hallelujah. He never disappoints us. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we're expecting him to do great things on tonight. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask you to bring your heart, bring your mind in. Hallelujah. And we're just going to say a short prayer tonight. Hallelujah. And we're just going to let the Lord have his way, and we're going to just touch and agree on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. The song
the recording has started.
Love, Jesus, my soul. Love you, Jesus, my soul. Love you, Jesus, and I bless your name, my soul. Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus, and I bless your name. You're the wonder in my soul. You're the wonder in my soul. Jesus, the wonder in my soul. And I bless your name, my soul. Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus, I bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We praise you right now, Lord God. We glorify you right now. We lift you up right now, Lord God, for truly you are worthy, Lord God. And our soul just want to tell you tonight, Lord God, that we really do love you, Lord God. We really do bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being so kind, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being so merciful, Jesus. Lord, we praise you right now. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we lift you up right now, Lord God, for truly you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us this day, Lord God. Asking you right now, Lord God, to touch each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, that we may be worthy to come before your presence tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, and the meditation, Lord God, of our heart, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you right now, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers on this line tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to let your will be done tonight, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to move like never before, Lord God. We come expecting, Lord God, for you to, Lord God, move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come expecting you, Lord God, to heal on tonight, Lord God. We come expecting you, Lord God, to bring salvation tonight, Lord God. We come tonight expecting you, Lord God, for your will, Lord God, your will to be done on the service tonight, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, to bless the speaker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the word come forth, Lord God, with power, Lord God, with the anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the word come forth, Lord God, to cleanse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the word come tonight, Lord God, to bring salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word, Lord God, do exactly, Lord God, what it be sent out to do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you this day, Lord God, to bless, Lord God, heal, Lord God, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, in a way that you, in the way that you see fit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you, Jesus, to, Lord God, open up the minds of the people, Lord God, that they may hear what the Spirit, Lord God, is saying unto them, Lord God, ears to hear, Lord God. Lord God, give us the will to do, Lord God, your will in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to have your mighty way, Lord God. We come asking you to let your will be done. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Lord God. Amen, 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 Jesus.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We pray that you are feeling right welcome on tonight. Amen. We pray that you have come ready, ready to hear what the Lord has said. Amen. And he's saying unto his people, amen. Missionary Fan did such a beautiful job of bringing us up as to the word that was delivered unto us on last night. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I was so blessed by that word. Amen. I talked to a couple of people today, and I was sharing that word of faith, glory to God, because I'm telling you, that word on last night really, amen, stirred up the gift, stirred up the faith, amen, that was delivered unto us. Amen. I'm excited. Glory be to God. Amen. I did challenge you. Amen. Challenge myself to go and do something. Amen. Go back again and try something. Glory to God, that perhaps you tried and you got a no, or you tried and you got denied. Glory be to God. We talked about that faith. That woman of God talked about that faith. Amen, Jesus. We had the testimony from the pastor, glory to God, of his brother that walked in faith, and glory to God, how accept the no. Amen, Jesus. Whatever he sets his heart, wherever he sets his mind to, glory be to God, the faith of God brings him to it. Amen. And it was a powerful word. Amen. It was a powerful word for this time and in this hour. And I'm telling you, my faith has been fueled. Amen, Jesus. And I begin to move, amen, with the challenge, wherewith the Lord challenged us on last night. Amen. And I began to move in some things. Amen. I went back where there was a no. Glory be to God. Trying it, going forth again. Amen. Listen. I know that's not the word on tonight. Glory be to God. But listen, I just want to tell you, amen, Jesus, that the man of God even said in his testimony to me, glory to God, that when we move in faith, we cannot take no, glory be to God, for the answer. Amen. We got to know that we know that we know. Amen, Jesus. Listen, if two doors close, guess what? There's a window. And if the door and the window close, guess what? Put a hole in the ceiling and come on through. Amen. Glory be to God. That's resiliency. That's resiliency. We will not take no for an answer. So we bless God. We thank God again on tonight. Again, we pray that you were challenged. Amen, Jesus. And then you went back again. Amen. You went back again. Don't take no. Don't take no for an answer. Amen. Glory be to God. Be stirred in your faith and the faith of God. Amen. The ruach breath of God. Amen. Because, listen, it's not by might nor is it by our power, but it's by the Spirit, saith the Lord. By my Spirit, saith the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord that is within us. Amen. That's what, amen, Jesus, brings us, amen, Jesus, to those petitions, those things that we have need of. Glory be to God. It's the Word of God. It's the Spirit of God that abides on the inside. Amen. But we bless the Lord. Amen. Listen, I could just stay right there all night. Amen. Because I'm telling you, God spoke. He spoke loudly. He speaks loudly every night. Glory be to God. But listen, there are sometimes, amen, when you know it's a direct word for you. Amen. It's a direct word, amen, to get you to a wealthy place. Amen. Glory be to God. That place of comfort, that place, glory be to God. Listen, well, you can just think of things. Hallelujah. You don't even have to ask. You can just think of things. Amen. And it'll come to you. That's when the Spirit of the Lord, that spirit of faith, the gift of faith that has been delivered unto you, amen, begins to work. Amen, Jesus, because you allow it to work. Amen. Glory be to God. That's when we decrease that the Lord can increase. Amen. And have the preeminence in our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm excited, people of God. Like I said, I could just stay right there. Amen. All night. Amen. Because the word was so sweet. The word was so precious. Amen. I was so stirred. Glory to God. Even in my faith. And it's during those times when you feel like you got to make up. You feel like you want to make up for lost time. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know that the Lord redeems the time. Amen, Jesus. But when your eyes come open and you can really see, glory to God, when you can see things for what they are, amen, glory to God. Listen, that brings your liberty. As the man of God talked about, once we move in faith, glory be to God, it brings you to a place of liberty in God, in confidence in him. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, we're not going to, amen, Jesus, dwell there on tonight, but we had to just break you off a little piece on tonight, amen, so that you can be stirred. And if you didn't get last night's broadcast, we surely encourage you to get it. Amen. It's good. It's good for your soul. Glory to God. But we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Like I said, I've been, glory to God, right there in that word all day long. Amen, Jesus, dwelling in it, basking in it. You bask in it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You just feel like you're in this new place. Glory to God. And you just want to explore. Amen. You just want to. Amen. Just let God do. Let God be God. Just, whoo, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. But we bless the Lord on tonight. Like I said, I'm excited. Glory to God. And I pray that you are too. Amen. We're all excited again. Thank you. Amen. Missionary fan, thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Amen. For welcoming our guest in to come and, amen, sup with us for a while to see what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We do bless the Lord. We thank him. Amen. We again pray that you had a blessed day. Amen. Jesus, we pray. Amen. That you are, amen, Jesus, working your faith. Work your faith. Faith. Work your faith. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for all of our listeners here in the States, our listeners internationally. We thank God for you. As we amen, have said. We're broadcasting in 42 countries, amen, Jesus, now, and moving, amen, and climbing, I guess I should say. And we just thank God for all of our listeners. We want to tell you, listen, you're in the right place at the right time, amen. Glory to God. You're in this place. Be mindful in this moment of where you are. Be mindful of what the Lord is saying to you, amen, of what he is speaking unto your spirit. Listen, because, listen, as the woman of God said, we're not all assembled in one place. So as that word begins to come, glory to God, you can look at nobody else but who? You, amen. Only, you can only look at yourself. Glory to God. It's a beautiful situation. You can't point fingers. You can't look around. You can't look in the other pew. You can't cut your eye. Amen, Jesus. When that word comes, it comes directly, and it comes. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes it makes us say, ouch. Amen. Sometimes it cut us. Glory be to God. Sometimes, amen, it fuels us. Amen. It fuels, amen. Glory to God, our spirit man. So whatever, however the Lord delivers unto you, we just tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, people of God. Thank you, thank you. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in, just one, two, or three. Amen. Text a few people. Tell them to come on the PNN with me tonight. Amen. Listen, I know everybody got the numbers auto set in your phone. Amen. So I'm gonna go ahead and give you the number so you can just put it in your text message. Just tell them, come and join me on the PNN on tonight. And the number that you want to put in there is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Glory be to God. Go ahead and invite them, invite them, invite them. Amen, to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. And I just want to encourage you, if you didn't get the word on last night, please get that word. Amen, Jesus. Get the word, get the word, get the word. Amen, Jesus. Any of the nights, glory be to God, because I'm telling you, we have been blessed. We have been blessed beyond measure. Amen. We're excited again for all of our leaders. Amen. We're thanking God for them. Amen. Each and every one. We thank God for our leaders. We thank God for your leaders, people of God. And we thank God for the men and women of God that have come to this line that are yet praying for, amen, Jesus, the Lord to have his way here on the PNN. Amen. We thank God for your prayers, people of God. We thank God for your attentiveness. We thank you for hanging in there with us. Amen. Being with us. Amen, Jesus. We did start out at 21 days, and that's what we thought it would be, 21 days. Glory be to God. But I tell you what, people of God, we're over in the 600 days now. Glory to God. About to make that two-year mark. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Truly, only the Lord could do these things. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you again on tonight. Amen. We thank God for, amen, again, missionary fan. Thank you for, amen, sanctifying the line for us on the night. We encourage you to get your pen and get your pencil. Amen. Get your pen, get your pencil, jot down your notes. Glory to God. Jot down your little notes, jot down your scriptures, so that when you go back into your studies, amen, Jesus, you can be refreshed in your mind. You can be refreshed, amen, by what the Lord said. And then from there, amen, you can go here, you can go there. Glory be to God, and just add to your faith, add to your faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on the night again. We thank God for you, thanking God for our PNN advisors. Amen, each and every one of them in their respective places. We bless God for our advisors, amen, as well as our prayer warriors. We thank the Lord, amen, again for each and every one of you. We thank God for the up-and-coming prayer warriors, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Listen, people of God, we can't stay in the same place all the time, amen. We got to grow up in God, amen. We got to come to the full measure of the Godhead body. Glory be to God. We got to let God stretch out in us, amen. We got to let him stretch out. We can't keep him boxed in, amen, Jesus. And he wants to use our vessels to stretch out in us. Glory be to God. And we just thank God for truly he is stretching out in his people here on the PNN, and it's evident. You can hear it. Amen, Jesus. We don't see it, amen, but by faith, amen, we see it, but we can hear, amen, God expressing himself in his people. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, Jesus, that the will of the Lord is being done. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we're not going to hold you. Amen, Jesus. We are excited. We're excited, amen, of having our speaker with us on last night, amen, coming from Henderson, North Carolina. Amen, Jesus. And that woman of God actually did, amen, a two-night series for us, amen, when she was with us. And people of God, we're going back to Henderson, North Carolina, amen, again on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. That second part of that series there, amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, we want you to receive on tonight, amen, the woman of God coming from Greater Refuge Church, again there in Henderson, North Carolina. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for the woman of God on tonight. And again, we want to say it one more time. Get your pen, get your pencil, get your paper. Amen, Jesus. And let's hear now from Evangelist Sharon Owens.
Be therefore the supporter, the word of God. Not only do I teach the word of God, I live the word of God. Not only do I live the word of God, but I study the word of God. Not just enough for us to own a title, but we got to take ownership over what that title means. If I'm going to say that I'm a secretary, I need to make sure that I know what a secretary is and I do what the secretary's job is. I take notes. I do memos. I take care of my boss's needs. I administrate their needs. If I say that I'm a missionary, I got to make sure that I'm on the field. I'm on the field and I'm winning souls for Christ. I'm telling the people about the gospel, the good news. I got to make sure that when I go out, then I'm praying with people. I've got to do whatever the missionary's job is. If I say I'm the pastor, I've got to make sure I'm doing what the good shepherd did because I'm representing him. I got to make sure that souls are being fed. I got to make sure that the weak are taken care of. I got to make sure that the sick are being visited. I've got to make sure that that title is not just a title, but I've taken ownership over that title. I got to make sure that if I'm going to be something, I got to make sure I've taken ownership over who and what I say that I am. We can take any title, but until we take ownership of that title by walking in it and living according to what it is, ownership means nothing. It's just a title. It's just something that we are calling ourselves. It's just like a pastor. If he doesn't have anybody walking under him that he's taking care of, he's just taking a walk. He's not a pastor. He's just someone that's just going forth with God like the rest of us. We've got to take ownership. It's our duty to walk, not according to the word of God, but after the spirit. We can't get so caught up in the fleshly things. One of the things I'm finding during this time period is we've gotten so focused and so caught up in the COVID-19 that we've lost focus. But the word of God tells us that he will keep those in perfect peace whose mind stayed on him because they trust in him. We got to get back focus. We got to get out of the flesh and get back into the spirit. And let not our life be after the wills and the motions of the flesh. We are not debtors to the flesh, neither by relation or gratitude, nor any other bond or obligation. We owe nothing to our carnal desires. Our flesh never did so much kindness as to oblige us to serve it. If we live after the flesh, we shall die eternally. It is the self-pleasing, self-serving, and self-gratification that the flesh seeks after. But to keep the flesh in subjection, it requires submission to the Holy Spirit. If we are saying that we are the sons of God, we cannot walk after the flesh. No, we are not perfect. Sometimes we will get out of the will of God, but when we get out of the will of God, we are walking in the flesh. The flesh is self-serving. The flesh only wants what it's going to please it. The flesh only wants something that's self-gratifying, something that we can be grateful for only a few minutes. But it's not something that is long-term. It's not something that we are seeking after eternal things. We've got to make sure that we are subjection to the Holy Spirit. The Word of God tells us that when the Holy Ghost come upon us, he shall lead, he shall guide mm-hmm. us unto all truth. Somebody tell God thank you right there.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Because when we walk on, we are in subjection to the Holy Spirit. We can rest assured that God is with us. So we must choose to either displease this flesh or destroy souls. We must choose to walk in entitlement or walk in ownership. We must choose to walk in defeat or walk in victory. We must choose to walk in curses or walk in the blessings of God. Joshua said it this way, as for me and my house, mm-hmm. we are going to serve the Lord. We have to make up in our mind. Joshua said it like this, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Mm-hmm. Choose ye this day. I'm asking you now, can you choose this day? Whether you're going to walk just in the entitlement or are you going to walk in ownership? We got to make a decision now. Like I said before, it's high time for us to wake up out of sleep. We've done enough playing around, and we've allowed him to take our minds off of God, and we have allowed him to take control of our lives. But tonight we need to take ownership over who God has said that we are. We got to take ownership over who we say we are, the sons of the living God. And ownership is to live a life that is conducive to who God has declared us to be. The spirit of adoption is the privilege to belong to those of us that are in Christ Jesus. All that are Christ's are taken into relationship of children to God. They are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says, the steps of a good man will lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Everything that we do, the good shepherd will lead us that he may receive glory, because it's all for his glory. Our lives might be, we think, for us, but the ultimate end is for God to receive glory. Everything that we say, everything that we do, every thought that we have is for God to receive glory. Somebody should look on our lives and they should see us as the true sons of God. When we take ownership over who we are, we can no longer afford to say that the enemy fooled us. We can no longer afford to say that we are walking in unbelief. We can no longer afford to say that we are walking in fear or that we are walking in doubt. The Word of God says perfect love casts out fear. So if we are walking in ownership and the perfect love of Jesus Christ, we don't have to worry about working in the walking. Already know that not only is God with us, but God has gone before us. And there's nothing that we can do that will turn him away from us. As children, we are led because we have a heart for God, because our desire is to please God. When you have a heart for God and your desire is to please God, the Word of God tells us no good thing will he withhold from us that walk uprightly before him. We may not can get it right the way our mind is supposing it to be, but when we seek out to please God, no good thing will he withhold from us. We don't have to worry about COVID. We won't have to worry about a meal. All we have to worry about is putting our mind on God, putting our mind on Christ Jesus, and own our ownership. When you have ownership, it belongs to you. The title belongs to you. And as a son of God, the Word of God tells we are joint heirs with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we need, everything that we desire, everything that we find to be conducive to our way of living, God has already provided. The Word of God says He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So everything that we need as the good shepherd, He has already provided it for us. The Word of God tells us that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. So if we are having Him as our shepherd, there's nothing for us to desire, but we understand we already have it. If we can go back to the beginning of time in the book of Genesis, the Word of God said that God gave Adam dominion over the fish and the sea. So he didn't have to put a bait on the hook and throw it into the water to get a fish. If he wanted a fish, all he had to do is command it, fish, and the fish would jump up out of the water and he could get the fish. Everything that we need and everything that we want that pertains to life and godliness, God has already provided. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you, right there.
Thank you.
Right there. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
It is a privilege and an honor to serve God. They that are led as humble children and are drawn by the bond of love, which is the love of God, it is the undoubted character of all true believers that they are led by the Spirit of God, believing to His guidance. They do in their obedience follow that guidance and are sweetly led into all truth and all duty. The Word of God once again tells us, when the Holy Ghost shall come upon us, He shall lead. He shall lead and guide us unto all truth. When we receive the Spirit of truth, He's going to teach us all things that we need to know. When we surrender and submit to the Spirit of truth, then are we the sons of God. Our privilege is that we are the sons of God, received into the number of God's children by adoption, owned and loved by Him as His children. And those that are the sons of God have the Spirit to work in them qualities of mind and character that somebody needs to look on our lives and know that God is all up in there. Somebody should be able to look at the way that we walk, the way that we carry ourselves in the midst of the fire. Somebody should be able to see a calmness about us. They should be able to see that we walk in peace in the midst of turmoil. Somebody should be able to see that God is all up in there, because it's only God, it's only in Him that we live and move and have our being. And when we walk in Him, when He's leading us and when He's guiding us, that should make a difference. It should distinguish us from the children of the flesh. Those that are the sons of God have the Spirit to work in them qualities of mind and character that distinguish us as the sons of God. Our mindset would be different. Word of God tells us, think on these things. The Word of God to me, think on the Word of God. Meditate on it day and night, and then shall you have a great life. Then shall your life be prosperous. Then shall your life be great. Then shall you be able to be identified and take ownership as a son of God. The spirit of bondage means, which many of the saints themselves were under at their conversion, under the convictions of sin and wrath, sent home by the Spirit, but now as Christ, as our mediator, by the Spirit of adoption, sends us back against the Father. Though a child of God may come under fear of bondage again and may be questioning his sonship, yet the blessed Spirit is not again. In other words, there will be time, there may come a time when you doubt exactly who you are. You may doubt your titleship. You may think that you are not who God said you are because of your past, but it's the Spirit of truth will catapult you back in line of what God and who God say you are, because if it did not do it, if He did not bring you back forth as to who God say that you are, then it will be a lie. And the Word of God tells us, God is not man that He should lie, nor is He the son of man that He should repent. But while we have received the Spirit of adoption, when God adopted, He gives those adopted the nature of His children. We are delight in him and have dependence in him as our Father. We began the process of bearing the image of our Father. We can now cry out, Abba, Father. In a time of trouble, we can cry out, Abba, Father. When we don't know what to pray for, as we are, we can cry out, Abba, Father. The word of God says we don't know what to pray for, as we are. But the Spirit itself intercedes on our behalf. He can cry out, Abba, Father, because we know that a father will look after children. We know that a father will provide for his children. We already know that the Father is right there to take care of his children. The word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord is going to deliver us out of them all. He always makes a way of escape. So no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're doing, God is going to be right there to open the door so that we have a way of escape. Many a man has the witness of his own spirit to the goodness of his faith who has not the concurrent testimony of the Spirit. In other words, we can testify of the things that we did in the flesh, but when we got the Spirit of God inside of us, he will testify of the things of God. But those that are sanctified have God's Spirit witnessing immediate extraordinary revelation, but an ordinary work of the Spirit in and by the means of comfort, speaking peace to the soul. The question now is, do we just have titleship or are we walking in ownership? The title says that we belong, but the ownership says that we not only belong, but it belongs to us. Not only are we sons of God, but I belong to God, and I'm going to walk as if I'm a part of God. I'm going to live like God because I am like God. I'm going to walk like God. I'm going to talk like God. And when you talk like God, you talk in faith. I am a son according to the word, but my life takes ownership over the title. I am living my life as the son. I am not my own. I was bought with a price. The love of God is spread abroad within my heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given within me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. And if things get bad, I can cry, Abba, my Father, which art in heaven. Somebody needs to give God some glory right there. Somebody needs to thank God right there for being God, because he has given us the opportunity to not just be, but he has given us the opportunity to be in him, to live in him, to love in him, and to live according to his word in him. God has given us the opportunity to not just say that we are the sons of God, but to live as the sons of God. You evangelist Samuel at this time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We take authority, hallelujah, in the ownership, hallelujah, that God has given us, and we should walk in it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for you, woman of God. Thank you for your words of encouragement that we received tonight. Amen. Maybe someone heard the word tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight's your night, and you desire to give your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To take part of this ownership that God has given us so that we can walk in it. Hallelujah, that you may walk in it. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Amen. If you don't know him, in the pardon of your sin, amen, you may step forward in the name of Jesus. And star 6, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. Glory to God for the word reminding us, hallelujah, the importance to be who we are in Jesus. Glory to God, to be who we are in Jesus. Amen, amen. It's not about a title, hallelujah, but the title that you have, you need to walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Pandemic, God has given us an opportunity, hallelujah, to spread our wings. Amen, amen, to spread our wings. Amen. If we have someone on the line tonight that desire to give their life to the Lord, amen, we ask you to step forward, amen, and start 6. on this side. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And I tell you, this word on tonight, amen, has been such a blessing. Amen. It has been such a blessing. Amen. And as the woman of God said, if anyone on tonight, glory to God, that desires to give their lives to the Lord, amen, Jesus, they can just press *6. Amen. Press *6 and come on over. Amen. Come on over to the broadcast side on tonight. Amen. We give God thanks on tonight. Amen. For Evangelist Owens, and thanking God on tonight for Evangelist Stamper. Amen, Jesus. These women of God, evangelists in their own right. Amen. We thank God for them on tonight. Amen. This word, again, on tonight, amen, appeals to our faith. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Titleship, as the woman of God said, our ownership. Amen. Glory to God. But we can be who we are in God. We have no excuse. We have no excuse, even as Evangelist Stamper said. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. During this pandemic, it has given us an opportunity, amen, to stretch out, to really stretch out in God. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're grateful. Amen. Listen, I tell you, people of God, there's just no way, amen, even in this pandemic, glory to God, even at the onset of it, amen, Jesus, when we were shelter and stay, glory be to God, and we were there, amen, many of us in our homes together. And I don't know about you, but people of God, it gave me an opportunity to really look within at what I was doing, amen, what I was doing, glory to God. And as I begin to look within, people of God, I tell you, I got to confess, amen, that there were a lot of time wasters, amen, just a lot of wasted time, glory be to God, a lot of wasted time on things, amen, that didn't avail anything. Amen, for the kingdom, glory to God. Just busy work. Amen, but I thank God, even as the woman of God said, this pandemic has given us the opportunity to really spread our wings, really look within to see where we are, amen, whether we're really, amen, just walking in titleship, walking in title, amen, Jesus, if we're really working the work of him that sent us, if we're really walking in, glory be to God, the authority, glory to God, that the Lord has bestowed upon us in ownership. Amen. Glory to God. But we give God thanks again. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for this word. Amen. Thank God for Evangelist Owens again. Amen, Jesus. I love her teaching. I love her preach word. Amen, Jesus. It's very matter of fact. Amen. It's very clear. It's very cut. It's very defined, amen, and I just thank God, amen, for her teaching. I tell you, I could just listen to her all night long, amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise for the woman of God again on tonight, amen, Jesus. Just want to say we know that it's Friday night and there are a lot of saints that are in their local services on tonight, amen. And we just thank God, amen, for those. Amen, churches, those places of fellowship that have been able to open the doors once again. Amen. We do realize that there are a lot of doors that are still shut. Amen. And we also realize that there are a lot of doors that never closed. Amen. So we give God thanks. Amen. And there on those doors that were closed, we thank God that the PNN was here. Amen. Again, the door may have been shut or the window may have been shut. Glory be to God. But the Lord bust through the ceiling, amen, and brought PNN to his people. Oh, yes, he did. Glory be to God. He came through the ceiling, amen. Glory to God. Many people didn't see it coming. We didn't see it coming, amen. But it was a move of God. It was a move of God that cannot be denied. And we're just so grateful to be a part of this move, amen, to be a part of this move of God on during this time. Amen. Glory be to God. It has certainly been a blessing to me. It has been a blessing to me, people of God. Amen. Even as I said, rolling out of the busyness of life and really sitting down like Mary at the feet of Jesus. Remember Mary and Martha? Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Martha was very, very busy. Amen. But Mary, amen, she chose, amen, the choice things to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen and be taught. And I just thank God for that, amen, because I feel like that's what this pandemic has done for us. It has enabled us to sit down, be still, hear what I say, amen, says the Lord. Glory be to God, amen. He took us out of, amen, titleship, amen, and began to push us forth, thrust us forth in ownership, amen. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, again, if there's anyone on the line, amen, Jesus, that you desire to give your life to the Lord, glory to God, you can. You can again. You can. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Come. You can press *6 and come on over to the broadcast side. You can press *6. Come over. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we will usher you right on in. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, we got to get excited about salvation. Amen. We got to get excited, glory be to God, about this born-again process. Glory to God, because once you really understand what it means, amen, I think the enemy tried to take the excitement out of it. Amen. He tried to take away, amen, Jesus, some of the glory out of it. Amen, Jesus. It is a sacred time. Yes, it is. But it's also a glorious time. Amen. When a soul is pulled out of darkness into his marvelous light, when a soul has been, amen, Jesus, snatched out of the clutches of the enemy, glory be to God, into his kingdom, glory be to God. That's an exciting thing. Amen. It's exciting. Glory be to God. Amen. So we, amen, glory in it. We glory in it, amen, Jesus. We glory, amen, in, amen, the process, because we know, amen, what has happened, what has done, amen, another soul for the kingdom, amen. Glory be to God. So anyone on tonight, amen, Jesus, desire to give your life to the Lord, again, you can press *6, amen, press *6, and you can certainly come over, amen, to the broadcast side. Amen, Jesus, certainly come over. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. If there are none, amen, on tonight, amen, Jesus, if there's anyone that desires prayer on tonight, amen, or you have a special prayer request on tonight, glory be to God, amen, you can press *6 and come over on the broadcast side, amen, Jesus, and we'll just touch and agree with, amen. Glory be to God. We will certainly touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Well, I tell you what, I'm yet excited. Amen, Jesus. I'm excited. Glory to God about the Lord. I'm excited. Glory to God because he loves us. He loves us. He loves me. Amen, Jesus, make it personal. He loves me, amen, Jesus, just that much, amen, that he gave his life. Glory to God. He gave his life that I might live. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave his life that I might live. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, brought me into ownership. Amen, and I'm excited about that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, if there's none on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to, amen, have a word of prayer on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Listen, but before, amen, Jesus, before we have prayer on tonight, amen, Jesus, we just want to ask if there are any testimonies on the line. If there are any testimonies on the line, amen, Jesus, glory to God, it is a short night, amen, glory be to God. So we just want to, amen, open the platform, amen, if there are any testimonies on the line, amen, you heard that word of faith on tonight, amen, and you took that declaration, amen, Jesus, and you moved in it, amen, glory be to God, and you moved in it, amen, glory to God, and you're expecting a favorable outcome, amen, glory be to God, anyone on tonight, glory be to God, anyone hold the testimony, amen, Jesus, glory to God, that you took that word, amen, glory to God, and you moved in it, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Amen, amen. Well, if there's no one on tonight, amen, I tell you what, I took that word on last night, amen, and I moved forth in it, amen, Jesus. I went back and I revisited some things, amen, Jesus, because I can see clearly, amen, I can see clearly now, amen, Jesus, that the word has come. You know, the word comes, amen, and brings light. The word of God comes, amen, Jesus, because we're looking through a glass darkly. We're looking through things, and it's foggy things, amen, and it's dim. But when he comes, glory to God, he, amen, Jesus, the light of the world, when he comes to illuminate, glory to God, and begin to open up our eyes, amen, Jesus, we can see clearly. Glory to God, and I tell you, for that, we owe God a praise, amen, glory be to God. I tell you, some people's minds, amen, are very, very dark and very darkened by situations and circumstances and things that they're going through and sicknesses and pain, glory be to God, amen, and it just, amen, life, amen, as the man of God said, amen, life comes at your face, ah. We taking it personal, glory to God, but life comes at your faith, amen. Are you really going to believe what you say you believe? Glory be to God. Are you going to walk in this thing? Do you know who you are? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can't take this thing personal, amen, Jesus, because the enemy comes after again. He's coming after your faith. As the word of God says, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Glory to God. He wants to destroy your faith. He wants to destroy that you believe. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I tell you, I'm excited again. I'm just, listen, people of God, I'm excited about the word. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. That word that comes to stick. Amen. It comes to stick and stay. Amen. Jesus, you got it. Amen. You're holding on to it. Glory to God and moving forth in it. Glory be to God. And I tell you, it shall yield. It shall yield. Glory to God. There shall be a harvest. Amen. A harvest of your faith. Ha ha. Woo. Glory be to God. I tell you, the woman of God, I tell you, that woman of God, she blessed me. Amen, Jesus. We pray, amen, that we're able to get her to come back. Amen. Very, very soon. Glory be to God. Because I tell you, this word is just, it's powerful. It's quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Glory be to God. But again, people of God, listen, let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen, Jesus. If there are no prayer requests on tonight, glory be to God. We pray that you are stirred in your spirit. We pray that you are stirred in your soul. We pray, glory be to God, that you have grabbed a hold of faith. Amen. Glory be to God. And we say, go forth. Go forth. Hallelujah. Go forth. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you again on tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for coming to sup with us. Thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. Father, we thank you, glory to God, for causing us to know who we are, glory to God, in you, glory to God, not just a title, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, but in ownership, in one with you, glory to God, in your universal and your everlasting kingdom. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for translating us, oh God. Thank you for translating us into your kingdom. We thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight, glory to God. We're thanking you for your word that has come and breathed upon us now. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your spirit of truth, glory to God, for you are, hallelujah, the spirit of truth. And we're thanking you on tonight for lead, guiding, and directing us, oh God, in the way that we should go. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight for each and every soul that has come to this vine. We bless you on tonight. We're blessing you for stirring up the faith, stirring up the gift, oh God, that you put in each and every one of us. For it's time, glory to God. It is time, glory to God, for your people to take the kingdom. It is time, glory be to God, for us to possess the land. And we thank you tonight. We only can do that by faith. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, that same faith, oh God. Glory be to God that Joshua and Caleb, glory to God, brought back a good report. But we thank you tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that our situations, oh God, our situations, oh God, we don't look at them as giants, but we're looking at them on tonight, oh God. We're looking at them as grasshoppers, oh God, because greater you are within us, glory to God, than he that is in the world. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, again, for stirring up our faith. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God for giving us, oh God, for giving us tunnel vision. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for giving us that vision, oh God, that we will see as you see. Glory be to God that we will know as you know. Glory to God that your will would be done in us. Glory to God, even as it is in heaven. And Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God, for we're not defeated in any situation, in any circumstance. We're thanking you on tonight. We glorify you. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. We're blessing you, glory to God. We're blessing you on tonight for placement. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for placing us, oh God, where you would have us to go. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, because we have known, oh God, that we're not our own, oh God, but we're bought with the price. Glory to God for your precious blood that you're shedding on Calvary. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for every victory. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for transforming our minds. We're thanking you on tonight for this time. Thanking you, glory to God, for this period right now. Oh, God, for all that our eyes shall see. Glory to God, all that our ears shall hear. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you for the time of manifestation. Thank you for this time of your glory. For your glory being revealed in us. We thank you, Omoshah. We thank you on tonight, glory to God. Thank you for taking us, oh God, from the I can't to the I can. Thank you for taking us, oh God, from the I won't to the I will. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for translating us. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God for standing us up, for lifting us up, oh God. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you, oh God. We glorify you on tonight with our heart, with our soul, with our mind and our understanding. We glorify you on tonight. We glorify you, oh God. Oh God, for the expected end that you have set and established for each and every one of us. We glorify you tonight. We glorify you, oh Moshe God. We glorify you on tonight. Oh God, for making us the head and not the tail. We glorify you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. Oh Father, for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy. We glorify you on tonight.
come. Oh, God, every adverse situation, every adverse word spoken over our lives by the enemy, but, Father, by the authority that you've invested in us, oh, God, we bring down every word, every ill-spoken word, every word that said that we would not. But, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for victory. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Every word that came, oh, God, every word spoken to try to derail us, every word spoken to try to ambush us, Father, but we thank you on tonight. We thank you for victory. We thank you for life on tonight in the name of Jesus. And we swallow up and we say every word, every ill-spoken word by the enemy on tonight. Oh, God, whether from the north, the south, the east, or the west, Father, we bring it down. We bring it down, and we take the life out of it in the name of Jesus. For you bestowed upon us. You bestowed upon us power. You bestowed upon us might in thy precious name. And we do it in your name, God. For you've given us your name. Glory to my Bahia. We underneath us, say God. You've given us your name. Oh, glory to God in Abahusa. Hey, God, we're thanking you tonight. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you. Oh, glory to Mahaya. We're thanking you tonight. Oh, God, but we shall succeed. But you made us the head and not the tail. Glory to God. And we're thanking you all tonight. You've made us, oh, God, to be above only and not beneath. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, for your liberty that you put within us. And we're thanking you on tonight. We bless your name. Oh, God, for her. Almost say, God, for undoing every trap of the enemy. And we thank you on tonight. Woo, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you for sweet victory on tonight. We thank you for sweet victory on tonight. We thank you for liberty on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for causing us to know who we are. We thank you, oh, glory to God. We thank you on tonight, oh, Father, for making our hearts glad. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Woo, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you on tonight. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God for entrusting us, oh, God. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight. Father, for every good and perfect gift that you place within us, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for manifesting you on tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you. We're thanking you, oh God, for breathing again, for you have breathed again upon the vision that you placed within us. And we're thanking you for your raw breath. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for breathing upon us. Glory to God. Thank you for resurrecting, oh God, every vision that the enemy tried to kill. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your resurrection power. Thank you for your resurrection power. Oh, God, that rests and walks and moves in us. We thank you. We thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Father, we glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. Oh, Jesus, we glorify you. We glorify you, oh, God. We glorify you for overturning every trap of the enemy. We glorify you, oh, Master. We glorify you. We glorify you for victory in every situation. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We glorify you. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you tonight. We glorify you. We thank you, Master. Thank you for bringing us to a wealthy place. Thank you for bringing us, oh God, to a wealthy place. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Ha, ya, 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 ha. Whoa, tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the witness. We thank you for the witness. Thank you for the witness. Thank you for the witness. Oh, God, that abides within us. Thank you for the witness. Oh, glory to God. Father, stir the witness within us. Stir the witness, oh, God. Even as the woman of God behind you, oh, God, begin to say the titles. Oh, God, but not just for the titles, but the ownership. Oh, God, that we can introduce someone, that we can bring someone unto you, that we can bring them into your kingdom. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Cause us to get busy. Cause us to get busy about your business. Cause us to get busy. Oh, Shandi, haya. Haya la bahaya. Woo, kashanda la 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 baha. Hey, God, ina mase. Oh, glory to God. We pay, hey, God, haya. Oh, Father, even across these airways, we're thanking you now. We bless you now. We bless you. Oh, glory to God. We bless you now. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, oh, God, for blessing your people. We bless you for blessing your people. We bless you tonight for opening doors. We bless you tonight for opening windows. We bless you tonight, glory to God. We bless you, haya, haya, haya. Hey, hey, shahaya, hamosha. Woo, haya, yedadiba, haya. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you tonight, oh, God. We thank you tonight for every blessing. We're thanking you on tonight for every miracle that are upon this line, the miracles, oh, God, the blessings that are upon this line and upon this people, the blessings, glory be to God, that make it rich and added no sorrow, the blessings tonight, glory be to God, the witness tonight, hey. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your saving grace. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. We glorify you for your saving grace and your keeping power. We thank you for your keeping power. Oh, God, that you're able to commit that we commit unto thee. And we're thanking you, oh, God, for even to the keeping of the soul. Keep us, oh, God, and we shall be kept. And Father, for the preserve us, oh God, until the time of coming forth. Preserve us, cover us, and shield us, we do pray in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, even on tonight, we're thanking you, glory, 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 glory. We're thanking you for every soul on tonight, every soul that is touched on tonight, every soul, glory be to God, every soul that is stirred on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for stirring the dead to life. We thank you tonight. Hiya. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you for these things, oh, God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless the speaker. Bless the woman of God, wherever she is. Bless her. Glory to God. Bless her. Oh, God, bless her and breathe upon her. Bless her, glory to God, and cause her storehouses to overflow. Cause, oh, God, there to be an overflow of abundance unto your own tonight. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. Thank you. Thank you for guiding us there. Thank you for the spirit of truth that walks with her, that walks in her. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for the word that you placed in our belly. The word of deliverance, the word, glory to God, a revealed word. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. We do honor. We glorify you. Haya, haya. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Woo, God, we bless you for healing. Bless you. Glory to God. Bless you for healing. Glory to God for healing. Healing of the body, healing of the mind, healing of the soul. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for the stirring of hope. Glory to God. Someone, glory to God, was about to give up, but we thank you tonight. Thank you for the word of hope Thank you for the breath. Glory to God of hope to cause your people to hold on. Hold on just a little while longer. And, Father, we're thanking you, thanking you, thanking you. We thank you for strength on tonight. Thank you for strengthening your people all over the world. And in your people, thank you for strengthening your people. Glory be to God. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Father, we do give you honor. We do give you praise. We do give you glory. It's all in that precious name, Jesus. All in that precious name, Jesus. Thank you tonight for your precious Holy Ghost. Thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. Thank you. Oh, God, for your precious gift, the Holy Ghost, we thank you tonight. Glory to God, for we know, oh, God, that holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. But, Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for filling your people, even as on the day of Pentecost. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you, oh, God, even as they sleep, even as they walk. Glory to God, but we thank you tonight. Hey, God, I must say. We bless you tonight. Thank you for the indwelling. Thank you for the filling on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and give you glory for these things. We bless you. We thank you now. Father, we love you. We appreciate you. Father, teach us. Teach us how to love you more. Teach us how to love you more. Teach us, glory to God. Show us, oh, God, how to, oh, God. Oh, God, let the witness come forth. Let the witness come forth in the precious name of Jesus. Father, stir up the witness. Stir up the witness within us. Stir up the witness. Fuel the witness within us. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. In thy matchless name, Jesus, we do pray. Father, now we ask that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. For these things, Master, we pray. We give you honor. We give you glory. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the works of the enemy right now. In the precious name of Jesus. Every work we bind. Hey, God, by the power you've invested in us. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you. We glorify you again for sweet victory. Let me pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Somebody. Amen. Somebody. Amen. We bless. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again. We bless the Lord again tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord again for this word. Glory to God coming out of, amen, Jesus, the woman of God, God's servant, his mouthpiece, amen, for these two nights. Amen, Evangelist Sharon Owens, amen, out of Henderson, North Carolina. We bless the Lord, amen. I tell you I was blessed, amen. Were you blessed on tonight, people? Were you really blessed on tonight? Glory be to God, because, listen, if you were really blessed, glory be to God, amen, that word comes when the word comes, amen. After such a word comes, people of God, we got to move in action, amen. Glory to God, faith stirred, we got to move in action, amen. Glory be to God, so we bless the Lord, we thank the Lord, amen, we thank him. Listen, people of God, if you didn't get a copy of last night's tape, amen, Jesus, or tonight's tape, we want to encourage you to get a copy. Amen, Jesus, you can certainly get a copy. We're going to give you two numbers. Amen, and the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And the second number that you can call, glory to God, even so in particular for our international listeners, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, amen, you can simply text us as well. That number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget, people of God, amen, if you were
Amen. If you're ever having problems with connections or whatever, et cetera, you can always listen to us live, even as we're broadcasting, by going out to the web, and that number is, or that address is, www.prayernewsnetwork. Amen. www.prayernewsnetwork. Amen. And once you get there, you simply click on our logo. Amen. And you can listen live even as we're broadcasting. Amen. For those of you that prefer a podcast, glory be to God, you can certainly listen. Listen at the podcast. Amen. It's right there on the website as well. For those of you that are listening on Facebook, amen, Jesus, our Prayer News Network page, glory be to God, amen, you can certainly get a copy there. Forward a copy, forward it in Messenger, amen, just forward it on over in Messenger, forward it to someone's page, or forward it to someone's message inbox, amen, glory be to God. But listen, help us to get the word out, amen. We're just trying to get this word out. We're trying to get it out. Amen, Jesus, God, listen, somebody may be preparing, amen, to leave this earth, glory be to God, and we want them to know that Jesus still saves, amen, glory to God. Will you help us get the word out? Someone may be at a point, amen, of giving up, glory to God. Listen, as we said, amen, earlier, amen, life comes at your face, glory to God. Someone may be at the point of giving up. Glory to God. One word, it only takes one word from the Lord spoken at the right time. Amen, Jesus, and it can change the whole course of your life. Amen. Glory be to God. So help us get the word out. Glory to God to someone. Amen, Jesus. The word that you send may be the very word that saves someone's life. Amen. But we thank God on tonight again to our PNN advisors and to all of our prayer warriors. We do give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For all of our listeners, amen, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Thank God for coming. Thank God, amen, for your coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to share, amen, this broadcast. Listen, tell somebody about the word. Amen. When you get the word, glory be to God, tell somebody about it the next day. Amen. Tell somebody about it that night. Glory to God. Amen. That helps that word stick and stay. Amen. Because when you can bring it back, glory to God, and the Lord can reveal to you, amen, Jesus, you got it. Glory to God. Amen. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, for each and every one of you, truly, 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 we're just excited. Amen. We're just extremely excited for what the Lord is doing. Amen. I'm excited, God. Amen, Jesus. I'm excited. Glory to God. Does it come without tests? Does it come without trials? No, it doesn't. Amen, Jesus. But I know where my help comes from. Amen, Jesus. I know what's already written in the book. Glory be to God. I know, amen, that the Lord has an expected end. Amen. For me and for you. Amen. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus, again, we are excited. And people of God, let us remember the bereaved, amen, the people, amen, Jesus, all over the world, amen, that are grieving, amen. There's such great loss in the earth, amen. But we certainly want to lift up those, amen, that are grieving, amen, those that have lost loved ones, those that have lost, amen, Jesus, due to tragedy, glory to God. We want to remember them as well in prayer, amen. We want to remember, amen, these people, glory be to God, in prayer. We may not know them name by name, glory be to God, but we can listen, but the Lord, he knows their name, amen. Glory be to God, and when we pray, glory to God, we believe God. Amen. We believe God. Amen. Glory be to God that he will do just what he said he would do. Amen. Glory be to God. We love you. We appreciate you, people of God. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for coming to be with us here on the Prayer News Network family. Amen. God bless you. We look to see you back on tomorrow night. Amen. Don't forget your notes. Amen. Don't forget to tell someone about the word. Amen. Just speak it. Just speak it and declare it and be blessed all over again. Amen. God bless you. We appreciate you. We love you. Amen. And we will certainly see you back here on tomorrow night. Amen. Blessings on you. God bless you. Amen. May he keep and cover you. Glory to God. Shield and protect you. Glory to God, for he's given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor. We glorify you. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. We're thanking you. Glory to God for all things. For this we do give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. Thank you now for sweet sleep, for you promise your beloved sweet sleep. For this we thank you, we praise you, we honor and glorify you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you again, people of God. Amen. This does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget to tell somebody about the PNN. Amen. Don't forget to listen. Post it on your social media. Glory to God. Listen by any means necessary to get this word out. Amen. God bless you. We love you. And we'll look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.